Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Hi there, it's Susan Winter. I just want to thank all of my subscribers, all the wonderful people who listen to me on podcasts and who watch the YouTube channel. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for being great supporters of my work. Today's discussion is about taking things slowly. Why that's important for you. Why that helps you to make good decisions, and why that allows you time to adequately assess what you have in front of you. I do realize that there is such a lack of sure footing underneath us as we start dating, and I am a supporter of the idea of hardballing diplomatically and tactfully by at least clarifying what it is in general that you are looking for, whether it's your online profile or in your first couple of dates. It is important to be very clear that your partner is going where you're going, that they are open to the concept of whatever it is that you want. So if you want a long-term committed relationship, you want marriage, you want children, you want to live together, you want a co-creative partner to transform the world in which you live, you know, whatever it is, to be able to articulate that effortlessly and have it just be a part of your normal conversation, just like a blip on the screen, and then you go on with the discovery phase of getting to know each other. The reason that I am going to emphasize pace today. I've done a lot of videos on pace, but today I want to talk about pace and how it actually benefits you. And I understand that along with slowing down the pace, part of you is going to be rebelling and fighting because you really want to lock it down. You want to know what you've got. I understand that, but the insecurity of wanting to nail something down before you even know if it's good for you, more times than not will, one, make a partner who is taking their time walk away from you, be hesitant, and think, oh my God, what's wrong with them? They're moving so quickly. I mean, why do they want this quick short sale? They're just wondering about something like this. And also, it puts you in a position where you invest too much too soon. So let's talk about the anxiety. The anxiety that accompanies the exploration period. I understand pacing yourself, pacing your emotions is a form of discipline. But we want to make sure that what you are seeing in this person is correct, and you cannot see it clearly unless you have enough time to watch the arc of the relationship unfold. You are looking and observing them, discovering them with a sense of curiosity. It's an exploration. And the reason you're drawing this out is you want to see if what you're being presented is what is the same through line. See, everybody's great in the beginning. These six-hour dates, oh my God, you meet somebody, you don't want to be apart. The impulse to stay together the whole weekend, oh my God, this is it. Too fast, too soon, and it collapses. It has to. There's no structure underneath. I do understand the impulse to want to gain security, but the real form of security is to be able to pace your emotions and make sure that this person is what they say they are. Because if you don't give it a little time and breath, one, you will not be able to keep an adequate amount of emotional detachment to be in an observational phase while you're still investing emotionally. And two, you may just default to shoving them into your dream because you like them and the conversation is so good. And oh my God, they're so interesting. You've never felt this way before. And you could leap, throw them into a container they're not ready for. And then you know what's going to happen? Oh, you'll get to something. And then you'll start all those really uncomfortable conversations about what are we? Do we know? We haven't seen each other very long. Then they start backpedaling. So people like to move at the pace when they are ready. So it would behoove you, if you can, to try to discipline yourself and not jump in so quickly. Now, I'm from New York City, and there's a lot of investment going on there. I mean, it's the financial capital of the world. It's kind of like picking a stock. You like the name? I like that name. Or a horse race. I like the name of the horse. Now, sometimes you get lucky, but most times you don't. You want to do your due diligence and make sure that this is a sound investment, because whether you know it or not, you are investing. Now, I know what you may be thinking. Okay, I'm on a timeline. I don't have that much time to fool around. I want to know where it's going. True. Again, you did that in the beginning phase. You should have the first clarification discussion about this is what I'm looking for and this is where I'm going. And then you are matching to see if they are consistent as they move through that. The distancing aspect to slow yourself down gives you time to regroup. So you're not crazy, hysterical, nervous, insecure, anxious, walking on eggshells, wondering if they like you. It turns it around. You're wondering, do I like them? Are they worth my time? Are they an investment for me? So far, I like what I see. But that individual breath of time allows you a far more accurate assessment, and it allows you the ability to pace your emotional involvement so that you can see clearly what you have in front of you and what your partner's capacity is to match the design with which you both began. I hope this helps you. It's Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. If you want to be on my newsletter, please take a look at that. Just sign it. It's on the bottom of the first page. I don't sell your information. I don't bombard you. I mean, I'm lucky if I get one newsletter out a month. And I tell you about good events that are going on, whatever country in the world I'm visiting, whether I'm in Asia, visiting the Asian tour in Singapore, or if I'm in Munich, or I'm going to the Balkans, or I'm going to be in London, or wherever I am. Because when I travel, I do make time to meet my clients. That's very important to me. Also, if you want to know what's going on and you're not able to get a hold of me right away through a consultation, and that's also at SusanWinter.net, take a look at the Dating Games Guide. Really, really cool. Everybody's talking about AI. This is like having me in your back pocket. You know, at this point, I think I have something like 970 some, short of 1,000 videos. Can you imagine trying to rifle through for one discussion, like one keyword or phrase that you want to investigate? What if you had it in a free app in your back pocket and you could just say the word and every single video that I've ever done would go right to that point? Like sometimes you are in a tricky place and you kind of know you need to move, but you're not quite sure what the game is and how to even move from there. What's the next best choice? That and the Older Women, Younger Men Guide. So if you'd like this, please subscribe. Those of you who are subscribers, excellent. Thank you for coming back and your wonderful support, and happy dating, everybody.